Linus turned his head, and his breath caught in his throat. It was as if the rain clouds had reached as far as they could. The gray darkness gave way to a bright and wonderful blue like Linus had never seen before. The rain stopped as they passed out of the storm and into the sun. He closed his eyes briefly, feeling the warmth through the glass against his face. He couldn't remember the last time he'd felt sunlight. He opened his eyes again, and that's when he saw it, in the distance. There was green, bright and beautiful greens of waving grass, and what appeared to be flowers in pinks and purples and golds. They disappeared into white sand, and beyond the white was cerulean. He barely noticed when the rules and regulations fell to the floor of the train with a loud thump. "Don't you wish you were here?" "Is that the ocean?" Linus whispered.
"It is," the attendant said. "Quite the sight, isn't it? Though you act like you've never... Say, have you never seen the ocean before?"
Linus shook his head minutely. "Only in pictures." "It's so much bigger than I thought it'd be," the attendant laughed.
"And that's only a small portion of it. I reckon you'll see a bit more when you depart the train. There's an island near the village. Takes a ferry to get to it, if you're so inclined. Most aren't."
"I am," Linus said, still staring at the glimpses of the sea.
"And who do we have here?"
the attendant asked, bending over Linus toward the crate. Calliope hissed. The attendant stood quickly.
"I think I'll leave her be."
"Probably for the best."
"Two more stops, sir,"
the attendant said, heading for the door at the opposite end of the train car. "Enjoy your visit." Linus barely heard him leave. "It's really there," he said quietly. "It's really, really there. I'd never thought," he sighed. "Maybe this won't be so bad after all." It wasn't bad. It was worse. But Linus didn't know that right away.